This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The state Senate has voted to override a veto by the governor, something that hasn't happened in over a decade. The bill in question puts new requirements on how social media companies handle users who may be breaking the law. The companies would need to comply with law enforcement warrants more quickly and investigate and potentially take down accounts accused of using the platforms to commit certain crimes. Polis says he supports the aims but believes the law would harm free speech, privacy, and innovation. Next, the state house needs a supermajority to make the override official and for the bill to become law. A long-running alt-weekly newspaper in southern Colorado has new ownership. CPR's Dan Boyce reports it's the third major shakeup in the last 2 years for the Colorado Springs Independent.
The 30-year-old Independent tried to change to a nonprofit in 2023, yet amid financial shortfalls, it quickly folded and closed down. It was resurrected last year by two prominent local businessmen with a brand new staff. At the beginning of this week, that new staff was told they were getting laid off. The Indy, as it's often called, is now being sold to the Springs-based Colorado Media Group. The Colorado Springs Business Journal is also included in the sale. The media group publishes other local magazines on top of some radio and TV programming. It's not yet clear how or when the Independent will return. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And you are listening to CPR News and KRCC.